AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pope Francis is making his way through Philadelphia today.
Oh, it's awesome. It's so cool.
Julie Williams traveled there from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Such an awesome opportunity. This is kind of one of those things, you know, you never think you're going to get to do, but to be here is just so emotional and so cool. It's so powerful to think, you know, the Pope is here and we're here.
In Mass at the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul, the pontiff said through an interpreter, the future of the church depends on an increased role for lay people.
In a particular way, it means valuing the immense contribution which women, lay and religious, have made and continue to make to the life of our communities.
And the Pope pointed out the value of the immense contribution of women to the church. Later today, he will speak at Independence Hall, where the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. At the United Nations today, Iran's foreign minister was asked if his country is going to take legal action over the deadly stampede at the Hajj in Saudi Arabia.
The unfortunate developments in Saudi Arabia over the last week have been disastrous, and we need to address them. We will address them in the proper international setting.
More than 700 people were killed in Saudi Arabia. An aid group in Germany says its volunteers were attacked after they helped repair a new refugee center. Police in Dresden in Germany say 20 drunken young people tried to pull down a fence around that site and threw bottles and cigarettes at its volunteers. A beach in Los Angeles has reopened. Hypodermic needles, condoms, and other debris were found along El Segundo Beach over the past several days. That area has been cleaned up. But the cleanup is not complete in the L.A. area. Nearby Dockweiler State Beach in Los Angeles remains closed. This is AP Radio News. The race is on to succeed John Boehner as House Speaker. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
Though Congress is still reeling from House Speaker John Boehner's stunning announcement that he's resigning at the end of next month, there's already plenty of discussion about who might succeed him. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, now in his fifth term, is the early favorite and got a boost from Boehner.
Kevin McCarthy would make an excellent speaker.
Another possible contender is Florida Congressman Daniel Webster, who got a dozen votes in the speaker's election earlier this year. Meanwhile, if McCarthy wins, it would likely prompt a multi-candidate race for the number two spot. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Two survivors of the attack on the Charlie Hebdo newspaper in Paris may soon leave the paper. Artistic director Luz is leaving next week, and medical emergency assistant Pelu, who wrote for The Weekly, says he is also leaving. 12 people were killed in a terror attack at the newspaper in January. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.